This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
You've got Mr. Strings over there. Can we call you Mr. Strings?
You can do, but I'd rather Strings Fellow.
Strings Fellow. that's clever. I like that. Yeah. I see where you're going with that. And you also got Andy Booth in as well. Now, we've never met, have we?
We haven't in person. So always electronic.
Just tell us a bit about yourself, Andy, because I don't know who you are.
So I grew up on the island. Was a musician, local musician. Went to Platform One in the early days, as did Claydon. And I ended up going off island to study at uni, and then joined a band in London called Go Audio. We were signed to Sony for a few years. Did a lot of touring, all around the UK, sell out shows and all the rest of it. Enjoyed that fun. And then I worked at Sony for a little bit, doing some A&R stuff, and then I moved back to the island, got married, had kids. Started doing working with Rhythm Tree, doing the booking for Rhythm Tree Festival from the early days up until the last year, and then just play music. I'm the industry liaison at Platform One, so I do some lecturing there, and I also do sort of the workshops and organise the seminars and industry guests and whatnot.
Fab.
And then I've been Clayton's partner at Strings just over a year now. So last April I came in.
Excellent. So is it weird to be back in this room?
Very weird. Yeah. As I was saying earlier, I think the last time I came in here was when it was a Platform One studio back in, I'm thinking, 2002.
Wow. Yeah. I would say that's about 23
years ago. It used to be the studio. Used to be a rehearsal room. So I remember. Because I think Claydon was, you were the year below, weren't you?
Yeah.
At Platform One. And you missed out on this. But yeah, we had to do with the little walk through the industrial estate with our guitars and instruments to come down here and rehearse. But yeah, it's all nice to be back for a different purpose. This
brilliant.
Time.
And I've got to say, Strings, brilliant. It's taken off, isn't it? I mean, did it take a bit of time? Because you had, obviously, COVID kicked in and you had all of that and you've come out the other side and it's a place, isn't it? It really is. It's doing really well. So well done on that.
Yeah, it's good. And I mean, when we opened in 2017, you know, I think a lot of people were like, you know, you must be mad to open a music venue on the Isle of Wight. What are you doing? But, you know, we're kind of pretty confident that it was what the island needed. As Andy said, you know, we're all kind of musicians ourselves. So, you know, we felt that there was a need for a music venue. But, you know, we kind of never expected it to be this good, this kind of treasured, I suppose. Obviously COVID was a tough time for everybody, but I think coming out of the other side of it, I think people have really kind of realised, you know, what's important to them, and live music and live events and that kind of experience is very important to people now.
And we're blessed with a lot of local talent, aren't we?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I said through Platform One, you know, all ages, you know, there's so many good musicians, so many nice, you know, nice guitar players, drummers, singers. We're kind of very fruitful down here, I think.
And it's picking up now as well, because I think, you know, again, post-COVID, everyone found a different way to make their music, you know, electronically, laptops, hid themselves away. But certainly the last year or two, all of a sudden we're starting to see more bands come through, you know, such as 5 Degrees North, who won the White Noise competition. And it's only looking to be a bit more of a promising next few years with the young talent coming through.
Well, look, I want to talk about the future in a minute, but I want to go back in time. Do you remember the first act that you booked?
So the opening night was June 30th, 2017, and we opened with a band called Clean Cut Kid, who seemed to be doing quite well at the time. They were on one of the breakfast shows. Sunday brunch. They're on that, and they seem to be doing quite well. So that was our first band on the opening night.
Right. Okay. And I don't remember them at all.
Well, I think they were one of those bands that kind of had lots of promise and then maybe vanished quite quickly. But as they often do.
All right. Okay. So it's lovely that you actually remember that was the first one.
Yeah. Again, that was the opening night. To be honest, I probably remember everybody that's played, I think.
Wow.
I would, yeah, I'm pretty certain that I...
That sounds like a great quiz.
We ain't got time now. No, have we? We're out of time. Thanks for coming
in. Right, see ya.
So look, let's talk future then. So what have you got lined up for the coming months?
Oh, well, to be honest, we're booked up till probably March, April next year. Certainly the Friday, Saturdays, you know, the big kind of days of the week where you'd expect to have some live music. But, you know, even in the middle of the weeks now, we're starting to really formulate. We've just got into a good routine now of being able to, you know, communicate with loads of different agents. Everyone that we've had trusts us, you know, if they've had an act down there, they'll trust us that we'll look after them and put on a good show. And so we're kind of like inundated really with the choice of acts, which is amazing. And you know, obviously we're trying to embed the local scene as much as possible. Platform One have it throughout the uni term every Wednesday for showcases, and then we're, you know, every month a local showcase, which again we try and mix up with regards to genres and styles, so that, you know, people do get a different taste of what's around. But it's, yeah, we're getting, you know, off the island, we're getting bigger and bigger names wanting to come down here, which is really exciting for us. You know, I mean, it was a good example last week. We had Newton Faulkner, who is our fastest selling show ever, sold out in 15 minutes. And
grief.
It was funny because when he came down, I said, oh, did you know that this is our quickest ever show, sold out? And he was like, no way. He genuinely couldn't believe that he was the guy that had got the fast, you know, that record. But he was like, oh, we should have done two nights. We're like, oh, you could tell us now when we're about to do the show. But
when you think about Newton Faulkner, because I remember seeing him at the festival years and years ago, and you think he hasn't had a hit in years, to sell out and be the quickest, that's incredible. There's still a need then.
I think people like that just have a core following. You know, there's people that used to maybe go and watch him back in the day, you know. That's the great thing about music, isn't it?
Yeah.
Somebody can be really big at one time, but just because they're not necessarily what you would call current, it doesn't mean that they go away. They you know, they're kind of forever in people's record collection and people's memories and stuff. So,
yeah, brilliant.
You know, we do quite often get a lot of people that come in and go, you know, God, I remember seeing this guy, you know, up in London or whatever, and it was my daughter's first show or something. And, you know, we also have people come from all over the UK to watch shows, or even other countries. Yes, it's great that people really, you know it's on the map now and can come and watch something.
And it is on the map too. I mean, you know, big respect here. I mean, we were talking about the times when I was there back in 1987. Totally different.
The year I was born.
Thank you. Yeah. That's twice you've rubbed it in.
Yeah, sorry.
And you're starting now as well, are you?
Yeah.
But jump me in there.
I think during a time when I think clubs had to sort of reinvent themselves a little bit, you've done it. I mean, you've come out the other side and, you've reinvented and you've got all these acts and so on. I mean, did I read rightly you had the Beat down there? Not recently.
A couple of years ago, we had the Beat. Yep. So, yeah, the Beat. We've had else. Johnny H. Jazz we had a couple of weeks ago as well. Another kind of big 80s name.
We had the Scatterlights last summer, which was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Come over from Jamaica. To our little island,
This summer we've got the Sugar Hill Gang, which again sold out very, very quickly.
Well, all of them.
Well,
one's passed away, but the
majority of them. Yeah.
Crikey!
Yeah,
but, yeah, the ones that are still going. So yeah, we're just trying to push it as far as it can go with kind of no limits. You know, we're just going for it, really.
All right. So look, you've been quite clever. You haven't really mentioned like big names in the future. Are you still working on it?
Every day we're trying to book bigger and better every day. It is an ongoing process, you know. So, yeah, we don't want to try. We do have some big boys in the pipeline.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Check out the website then in the future.
Yeah. Or the best thing to do is if you download our new app. We got an app out which basically keeps everybody up to date, so you'll get a notification when we've got a new show on sale or when you know you need to find out what time the band's on, etc.
Come on, I've got my app thing open.
Just called Strings Bar and Venue.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get on that.
Every app store available.
So every time we announce a new show, you'll get notified, and then that's the quickest way to find out. So you're not relying on opening your Facebook page or anything.
Super. good, excellent. I should download. So Strings Bar.
And venue,
right. So we'll check that out a little bit later on. It must be nice work because you're mates, aren't you? And you get on, don't you?
Yeah.
You do get on, don't you?
We have some nice banter.
And to be working together and something you really, really love doing, that's not really a job, is it?
Well, it's funny because when we were 16, so Claydon was in a band called Evolution, and I was in a band called The Nautical Theme, and we actually won the second ever White Noise in 2003, and we always used to play gigs together all the time. We were always on the same bill. It was one of those times where every gig that was available on the island, you'd have the same bands appearing. And so we just went through. We didn't play in any bands together. No. We were always at the same gigs. And then just as we
competing
in the field. But yeah, I mean we've played in function bands together, and we just love live music. That's the kind of long short of it is that we love live music. We love watching people enjoy live music, and that was so far. If we're at an event, we end up just watching the crowd as much as we watch the bands, just because putting a smile on people's faces and watching them go away and the comments we get afterwards saying how amazing it was, that's good. But we do know how to get down to business as well. We do know how to be serious and crack on. And when it comes down to finances and we have to look at who we
can get.
I'm
more serious.
He is more serious. He's more bad cop, definitely.
All right. Yeah. So you've got this idea of we want to sort of make this channel all of this into a radio show, and it sounds like a great radio show because there's obviously banter between you, there's a good chemistry there, and you've got lots to talk about, so we'll be looking at doing a show at some point.
It would
soon.
Be like having Anton Deck on your radio show.
Oh, don't say that.
Budget version.
Budget. Or Dick and Dom.
I didn't like them either.
I'll find someone.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, all right, okay. It's gone downhill now, hasn't it?
Yeah. No, I mean, we're always so in touch with the local scene, and also, again, the bands that are doing the rounds. So we think it's a great opportunity to... And silly not to do a show that's based around that.
Look forward to it. Sounds perfect to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet you got some stories to tell about acts that have been there. And,
oh yes.
Oh yeah, plenty. Story of the week. Yeah.
Some you definitely have back, and some you might not.
Riders. Riders always a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What people want on their rider. That's always an interesting one.
Right. Okay.
More so when people ask for stuff on their rider and then it's still there after the gig and you're like, what? What have you done? Why did you want this and you haven't even touched it? We take it home.
Fantastic. So. Hey, look, I'm going to ask this. What day, just say for instance, if you're clubbing on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, possibly Sunday, mm-hmm. what day would you do a radio show?
Oh, plenty. We got plenty of days we can fit that in. I mean, to be honest, we've got a great team at Strings, and from bar managers to sound engineers to door staff. So to be honest, a lot of our work is making sure that the music's happening and the bands are getting there and the artists are happy and stuff like that. And then our team run a lot of the shows. So. And we're really really lucky with that, and a lot of them have been through places like Platform One. There are ex-students, graduates that we now use as engineers, and so it's kind of one of those things that we can we can be flexible when it comes to.
Haven't you won awards as well for what you do?
We've been
you should mention that.
So yeah, we've been
nominated for a few, not won any of them as yet.
We got a grassroots champion or something,
champion
wasn't
award
it, last year.
Yeah, and we've just picked up the Prestige Business Music Venue of the Year.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's nice to be in the conversation more than anything.
We didn't like to go out.
Yeah, we went to we were at the Chamber of Commerce Awards a few weeks ago. Mm. Again, which was great to be nominated as Growth Business of the Year. In a room full of businesses on the island that are excelling. So.
Vectors have won their fair share of awards there as well, business awards.
Well, yeah, but don't make this about us. But I want to talk about you guys, because I mean, you obviously give people, young people that are up and coming in a band, a huge opportunity to get out there and learn their craft. And I would imagine, they can learn a hell of a lot from you because you're a little bit older.
Mm. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, look. Young musicians and bands and stuff is what it's all about, isn't it? the biggest stars of today, Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, you know, they all started somewhere. They all started in a local venue, you know, kind of dive bar that was, you know, filthy, and not saying the string's filthy at all. But, you know, they all started somewhere. So you know, young musicians need to play. They need to get on that stage and do the business and, you know, play to 10 people and then, you know, 100 people and then 250 people. And, you know, that's what it's all about because, you know, these guys might be the next Wet Leg.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, the Wet Leg, I know Coach Party were another band that were supposedly going to be the next Wet Leg, but I don't think that's materialised as yet. Is there anybody else, you know, on the horizon that you would say keep an eye out for?
Yeah, I mean, there's always kind of new bands around. There's a band called The Pill, which seems to be doing quite well. A couple of girls from the island who've recently like signed a deal and now doing some touring and stuff. So, yeah, look, there's always somebody popping up. So just, yeah, stay tuned, really.
It's a vibrant scene, isn't it? And you're right in the heart of it, aren't you?
We try to be. Is that because we're in the centre of Newport?
No, just right in the heart of it.
No, absolutely.
Really,
I mean,
are.
You know, we, as Clayton says, you know, the idea that someone can come and, you know, we've got all the backline there. You know, people can just roll up and play a gig without the stress of, you know, having to bring all their equipment. And, you know, as I say, we try and make sure that they have the most professional experience of what it's like to play on a stage, to have their, you know, someone do their sound, to have a light show, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Their own dressing room, even, you know, it's like all those things make it as real life as possible, you know.
We didn't have a dressing room, and it was a cupboard. I think everyone shared, and I think it might have been a toilet actually.
We've even got a shower now, just
really. Yeah. Good grief, things have changed since I was last there to work.
Yeah.
So, is there an artist that you think we'd love to get there, but you know, not yet?
Paul McCartney.
is that the ultimate?
Do you know what's funny? One of my dad's friends was giving him loads of messages the other month because he's supposedly knows some people within the Bruce Springsteen circles, and he was going, you just need to send him an email, just send him a message, he loves Grassroots, he'll definitely come and do it, blah blah blah. And I mentioned it to Clay, and he was just like, you are having a laugh. But having said that, you never know what will happen if you message people like that.
You're right.
You've seen, I mean, Paul McCartney's popped up and played little tiny places, and I think you know, the fact that we're kind of off the main circuit, as it were, I think a lot of artists are starting to see it as a kind of like a, you know, an untouched location for them in terms of, you know, a fan base coming to watch on the island, that place that may potentially never played, or, you know, using it as a secret set, or it could be anything. But I think we're slowly getting our name around, and people are talking, so it's great.
You never know. Paul McCartney, I mean, he's kind of semi-retired, isn't he? I think you should contact him and say, is there any chance that you could come and do that Beatles song that you did where you mentioned living in the Isle of Wight?
Yeah.
Come down and put it right, because islanders don't like that. It's living on the Isle of Wight. We would be very, very happy for you to do that. It will be in a historic moment.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, it's worth it.
Give it a go. Is there anybody else, just in case, if you're aiming too high with Paul McCartney? Anybody else?
To be honest, we're obviously we can't mention any names, but we are reaching out to acts that are playing huge shows elsewhere, and a lot of this industry is who you know, and so we're trying to really dig into that and utilise our contacts, because there's, you know, as I say, there's acts out there that, although they seem like they're huge stars and they're, you know, playing the biggest stadiums and venues, actually they love the intimacy of being able to see people's reactions. And, you know, we had a band last year in September called 660, were from one of the biggest bands in New Zealand, and you know, we hadn't really seen anything of them over here before, but they came over, sold out in no time, and there were people coming from Dubai, all over the place.
Wow.
Every single person in the crowd was singing, like, every word, and we were, like, absolutely blown away.
Yeah, I mean, like, probably 80% of the crowd we didn't recognise from any of the shows. So, you know, they'd literally come for that band.
That must be satisfying, wouldn't it?
It was great. Great to see, like I say, you know, a band that in New Zealand are, you know, like Coldplay.
Yeah.
But over here, you know, they're doing grassroots venues. And
we were actually put onto that by a good friend of mine, Rich De Carpentier, who's an ex international rugby player. Yeah, he runs a coffee shop in Benbridge called Lagom. So if anyone
little plug there for Rich,
lovely little plug.
That was a big plug.
But he used to play in New Zealand, you know, with England, and he got to know this band really well. So he mentioned to us like, oh, they're doing a grassroots tour, and we were kind of like, oh, I don't know if people.
We were like, who's that? Yeah, like that one sell.
Come. But you know, hats off. He knew what he was talking
fabulous.
About.
Fabulous. Well, that's a brave thing, and that's what it's all about, I guess. When you're like promoting and when you're putting on gigs, you have to take a chance. And
it's a risk for sure. You ask any promoter, any venue in the country, and it's, you know, they're all risky. Everything's a risk, but you know, it's a risk worth taking. So,
well, it's great to see you, Clayton. It's great to meet you at last, Andy, and I wish you all the luck with Strings. And check out that app. I'm going to download it in a minute. I promise that as well.
Excellent.
I can't wait to hear the radio show. We'll talk about that. We'll keep you posted on that. It'll happen at some point.
Definitely.
Sounds good.
Excited.
All right.
Thank you
both.
Cheers.